Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody, around the world. And from now on in, every program we do is dedicated to the memory and the honor of the guide dog Milton, who was killed last July by a trainer at the Guide Dog Foundation. The trainer left him in the van, in a crate, in the middle of a heat wave for over 5 hours, and the dog died. So we're dedicated to getting these schools licensed and regulated. You can sign the petition at change.org. And tonight, 9:30, Channel 20 on Long Island, the program makes the debut that we did last week with the husband of Michelle, who that was her dog. And Tom was on with us, and we did a beautiful show and tribute to Milton. It'll be on tonight, 9:30, Channel 20 on Altice on Long Island Cable, and then we're going to be sending it out to Manhattan, and people will be able to get it on their phone all over the world. So please make a note of that. 9:30 tonight for all you Long Islanders. Altice, Channel 20. Watch the show and help us create a day for Milton. We're working on a big celebration to let the community come in and talk about what service dogs mean to people. The woman who killed Milton got off with a slap on the wrist, and many of us are very disturbed about that. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down in New Jersey, adopting Akita. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty in Islip. The Islip Cleaners, a good friend of ours, contributes to this show. Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo, I want to thank Silo for advertising tonight's show on Milton, the guide dog. They put it up on their website. Thank you very much for that. That's 9:30 tonight on Long Island, Channel 20 on the Altice. Silo, a Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And some good people over there. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We salute the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and we urge everybody to keep that in their heart. Tonight's show about the homeless. No disabled person or elderly person should have to be homeless. Brought to you by Able News. We'll have that a little later. Hopefully our engineer co-host will make an appearance. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank my good friends, Tom and Michelle Krupa. Michelle is the woman who lost Milton, the guide dog, with her dog. So Shelby's Kitchen, they operate a deli here on Long Island in Bellport. Go over there and have a great meal, and you'll see pictures of Milton and all that, and sign our petition. And tonight, 9:30, Channel 20, Long Island, the show on Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. 286-0444. All right. So check it out. And let's see, what else? Oh, you want to stay in shape and have fun? Call my buddy Devin. Devin Fernandez from the Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. All right. And Inner Sight. I'm very, very concerned about people becoming homeless. Now, you've heard us say a million times, nursing homes promote homelessness. You know, somebody goes in there and most people lose their apartment, their house. But isn't it strange that... You know, you hear all the time that the Section 8 is closed. You know, people trying to get Section 8 housing where they pay a portion of the rent. They say it's closed. But yet all these agencies that operate Section 8 are open and operating and getting money. You know, all the Section 8 people are getting paid. So to me, it's very weird and strange that the program is closed even though the people are getting paid. It's just one more way that we believe that the money for housing is not being used in the right way. You know, and we believe we have the solution, but you know, you need legislation. Because the agencies for the disabled and seniors are not allowed to do certain things. It has to be written into law. It has to be mandated. What if there was a fund from each agency and they could use this to raise money, to fundraise, and to, you know, get funding from it? Doesn't mean the government would stop all funding, no. The government would have to be there until this idea really gets off the ground. But what if there was a fund in each agency, legislated by the law, for housing, for people's housing? In other words, if somebody ran into trouble and they couldn't pay their rent, let's say one or more of the rent payers passed away, and here the person's stuck with the high rent, and now they're going to be evicted. You know, if there was a fund, excuse me, if there was a fund at the agency that corresponds with the person's disability, or if they're elderly, you know, and that could spill over to people that aren't even disabled or elderly. But if that fund was available, that person wouldn't have to be homeless because the money would be there. And the agency would benefit from it because they could now fundraise, and part of that money would go into a fund to help that individual. Let's say they needed $600 a month. You know, the agency could raise several thousand and keep the balance as a fundraising event, and the person wouldn't be homeless. That's the kind of idea that we would like to see implemented in the system, and it could work. work all the way down the line, you know, where because it has to be legislated. It has to be, the system has to be modified and changed. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650, and hopefully we're going to get our engineer.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
I've been on. I said, Frank, and you didn't hear me.
No, you got to talk right into that phone.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble today. So it's either my teeth or my brain, either or. I pick teeth.
Well, we know your brain is off. I don't know about the
That's
rest.
That's right. So is yours.
You better but believe it, man. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this business.
I know.
But my brain's off in a good way.
Exactly. Mine's not in a good way.
All right. Inner sight and... you know, the money is there, so nobody has to be homeless who is in need, you know. I'm not talking about making people rich. I'm talking about simple, basic things, you know, that you need. There's so much money being wasted.
Oh, God, yeah.
Unbelievable by this government, you know. Anyway, we have a caller, right? Hello?
I accidentally hit mute. Sorry.
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, we have a caller.
All right. Let's take a phone call. I believe it's Anthony from Brooklyn, if am I mistaken.
Yeah, we have other people who want to be on, but right now we're taking Anthony because we
promised. Well, we promised Anthony.
That's right.
Because he hung on last night, and
I
like to keep my promise. We'll try to get to all the callers. Inner Sight. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey,
how you
I'm
doing?
Good.
It's
how you doing?
It's a long time no speak to.
We missed you,
but,
man.
We did, actually.
I miss you guys, too. The darkness of night is making me tired looking out the window, so I figured it was time to play Oh, Cecilia. But, you know, beyond that, you guys were talking about this housing issue, and I want to say that housing is a human right for everyone and a basic human necessity, but I really think that things are getting better. But the problem is that a lot of times people look toward housing for the elderly, which is almost impossible to get into because you at least have to be 57 to begin with to get into it, and that's the earliest. And about 62 at least, you know, by the time you reach maximum age where you would qualify for everything, you know, for all housing that's out there. And then once you do, you apply for it and wait and wait and wait until, you know, somebody dies or moves or decides they don't want it or who didn't get the mail and, you know, say that they didn't want it and check it off or whatever, that, you know, they refuse it. So it's like, you know, you go nowhere, and it's really a waste of time. Now, you know, there is supportive housing being built for the homeless and those in need, but let's face it, you know, with this migrant crisis that's going on, they're the ones that's filling up the housing, and they're the ones that they're paying attention to most because they're out there, you know, sleeping in tents and in crisis, you know, banging on people's doors, asking for places to stay, and doing things that we don't really do in this country, you know, based on the standards in which we live, unless we're really, really desperate because, you know, they haven't been allowed to work and they don't have working papers and they have to have means of survival. But I think overall everything will be okay and these people will be able to stay because human resources will just have to expand its services and, you know, hire more workers and do whatever they have to do. But, you know, housing has always been, you know, hard for everybody to come by unless you can, you know, pay market rate rent on your own. There isn't really much you can afford on SSI. And, you know, especially being by yourself and not being able to combine income. So, you know, if you have a place, you count it as a blessing and you stay put, you know, and you deal with it and you try to get the landlord or management company to fix it up because once you move out, you know, you're really destabilizing yourself, and especially when you're disabled and, you know, you need accessible housing to where you need an elevator or you are on oxygen and, you know, you use life-sustaining equipment or machinery, you have a walker, all of well, those types of things will complicate your life. And even, you know, when you have a home health aide, it only helps so much because he or she has to carry, you know, heavy bags up the stairs and pull up a heavy shopping cart, which would make it more difficult for you, you know, because you wouldn't be able to go to the store independently and get anything for yourself. Even if you could, maybe you just go to the pharmacy, and it wouldn't be very easy for you. So, you know, you have to kind of consider your life circumstances and you know, evaluate what's best for you and look for the most accessible place and kind of stay where you are because, you know, there aren't really a lot of market rate apartments that are accessible. And if there are, I mean, you can find them in apartment buildings, but you have to be willing and able to pay high rent with, you know, a working class family that has pay stubs to prove that you can afford it. Otherwise, they're not going to want you because they pick and choose based on the economic class of the person, you know, whereas if a person has a lot of money, they want them and they want the people that, you know, have the best job that can pay the most money and they know for sure, you know, they're guaranteed to get their rent at a certain time each month without any problem.
Because these days, you never know if you're going to lose your job. Look at all the people that lost their job.
Yeah, but people have gotten, you know, other jobs and people have gotten their jobs back. For example, if you worked in a store, when that store reopened, if it did reopen, you got it back because no one, you know, lost their job because they needed you and everyone was sitting home doing nothing all this time. So, you know, you just pick up, you know, right where you left off and that's all and just kind of continue with life and don't worry about it. And that's all we really did, you know, and, you know, the coronavirus has just become a way of life and we've adjusted to it and whether a person, you know, chooses to get vaccinated or not, you know, that's up to them. But, I mean, they've changed the vaccination so many times, who knows, you know, who trusts them.
Yeah, of course, if you're disabled and you lose your job, it's 1,000 times harder to get a job because you got to get a place, a job that is accessible. And we all know how hard that is.
Yeah, and then there's the issue of accessible, but think about the fact that, you know, when you're disabled, we are excluded from a lot of different jobs that, you know, other people would be able to do, like, for example, construction. Couldn't do that, you know, a lot of skilled trades work you couldn't do. I mean, you could do things like maybe social work, sitting behind a desk, you know, in a chair and filling out forms and things like that. But, you know, a lot of the stuff having to do with manual labor or, you know, standing on your feet as a clerk in a store or, you know, stocking shelves or working as a busboy or a waiter, you know, even though it's, you know, not a lot of money, perhaps, or whatever, depending on what diner you work in or how much a person, you know, gives you in tips, you know, you couldn't do that. So you have to find something that's suitable for you that you can do. And, you know, a lot of places that are friendly to the disabled, you know, like, you know, services that are for the disabled would hire them, you know, as, well, I mean, empathy for the person looking for a job and understanding and things like that. But let's face it, a job is largely about, you know, ability and a lot of times, you know, for these companies, you know, financial companies, what you can do for the company and what you can bring to the table and, you know, how viable you are and the fact that you can show up to work and be on time and things like that. And, you know, let's face it, your boss doesn't want to hear about Accessoride and the fact that it didn't show up or it was late or you couldn't get a good time slot or whatever. You know, if you can't, you know, show up to work and produce for the company, you know, bring them money or do your work or whatever, regardless, you know, if you're disabled or not, you know, you can't work there. When I was younger, you know, I used to go to a clinic that was part of a hospital, and the social worker was disabled, and she had cerebral palsy, and she couldn't put things in the envelope with her left hand, and with her right hand, she would write with chicken, you know, like chicken scratch that nobody could understand. Now, there are things that you can write on a computer, you know, type out, no problem, but, you know, she was just very unable to do the job, and she would write, you know, very unprofessional letters. And, you know, she was, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. It's on my list and things like that. And everybody was always on her case. And the hospital never got rid of her. But, you know, people always said it was because, you know, she was disabled and that's why they felt sorry for her. And that's what people always say when you're not able to do a job. And that's what it is, you know. You have to be able to, you know, compete with the fast-paced society and, you know, and the cutthroat business of, you know, every man for themselves kind of thing, and that's the way it is with that.
Yeah, well, I'm of the opinion that the government and the agencies should do a lot more to help people who are in a predicament, who are disabled, you know. And I believe that because I believe they owe us a tremendous amount of help for not making everything accessible.
It all depends when you need help from the government, how much you push for it. And, you know, you get attention toward your specific case, circumstance, or situation. And, you know, if you can shine the light on it and draw the attention to you that you need to get the right person, you'll get the help, you know, you need and you know, want and so desire. But you just have to be patient and, you know, things like that. You know, I happen to think that, you know, we do good in this country, you know, with providing for the disabled when you compare to other countries and, you know, what they have and the fact that they don't have Medicaid, they don't have home care, they don't have wheelchairs. You know, they get wheelchairs that come from organizations and, you know, that are shipped there or whatever.
I'm very surprised, I gotta say. That when you, not too surprised, but surprised that if you go to another state within our unified, I would say, nation, that's what I was trying to think of, sorry. And then you go to a state like Florida, I'll give you an example, and you want to go visit somebody. There's not the accessibility with a state that's drowning with seniors is very, very little.
That's because Florida is largely surrounded by counties, and a lot of the elderly people live in counties, and the counties have always been underfunded, you know, as compared to the bigger cities. And that's unfortunately due to the population, and they expect that the elderly people would move out if they couldn't, you know, stay there because they didn't have enough home care hours or, you know, couldn't survive for whatever.
Come back north.
But that's just another reason why the government should mandate all these agencies to raise money to help. I mean, what the hell are they doing? They're getting big money on salaries, you know, and people can't get the simplest help.
But if you look at Florida, Frank, and I don't mean to trash it, but if you look at, you know, the city of Florida itself, the county, there are places in Florida that don't even have a simple common thing as a sidewalk. So you look down at the ground and you say to yourself, well, if it doesn't have a sidewalk, we know that we're not going to have much home care for the aides to be able to walk on it, to go to a store to get us anything.
Well, get a damn horse and a wagon. Do what you got to do.
Right.
Huh?
And you horse look
and
at
wagon.
It and
I mean,
say,
come on, man. You know, you got to
exactly.
You improvise. You do what you got to do. The person needs help. But the point is the money has to be there.
Yeah.
Right. And you look at it and you say, what the hell are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because people dwell over what should be, what, you know, wouldn't have been, what was, what could have been, and, you know, what will never be, rather than, you know, making their life better, trying to improve their life and move where there is accessibility instead of, you know, trying to
just need to mention something. My aunt lives in Florida. She lives in Lee County. Okay, it's a big county, has a lot of people in it, and yet there's no home care, none.
My friend
you have
lives
to pay
in
for
St. Lucie.
With your house.
And that's what I'm talking about. Where the hell are the agencies? Why don't they start raising money for home care to help people?
So
they can make money.
You pay for it with your house, So you're saying that when you die, the house becomes the county's instead of yours because
no,
they pay
unless
for your
you're
home care.
Signed up with them. Right now, she's not signed up with anything, and you know she has a 401k that she's using. But when that runs out, she can't. She has Alzheimer's, and when that runs out, it's really, you know, not good. Right now, we can't provide her with more than, let's see, she has doctor appointments and stuff, more than 6 hours, you know, a week.
Well, guess what, dear? If you look at New York City, I mean, we do much better than county.
Yeah, no.
But look at my particular situation. I mean, we're not really doing all that great anyway because all we do is limp with one aid, and as soon as they're gone, then we don't know who we're going to get. I was sitting back thinking about it, you know, over the past 2 days, how many aids I've had throughout the course of my life, and I've had home care since I was 16. I'm 37 now. I've had 555 aids in my home, and at this point, even though I'm unblocked from every agency there is, one agency that would take my case never has anybody and hasn't hired anybody, and they just have their cases of their clients that take them. And then the other agency said they would take my case, but they don't know if they can get someone who would agree to take the case to come out here. So guess what that means, my dear? After all these years, instead of having a home health aide, if my mom can't push me and do the things that I need, I would have to depend on my neighbor because there, you know, he's a male and there is no one else that
could
take care
of me. All these things shouldn't be.
Right.
Be that one.
There is no one else to take care of me because my other neighbors work, and the one neighbor is a nurse, and her son fell off his bike and broke his leg, and he's pretty much healed up now. And when, you know, that's over and done with, then he'll go back to work. So basically, it means, Suzanne, in the end, you know, even if you didn't have CDPAP, you're just going to go knock on your neighbor's door to survive, because if you need to live, that's what you have to do. So people shouldn't depend on home care too much and expect much out of it, because it's always been, you know, horse manure since the day we started on a pile of garbage and, you know, as I would call it, you know, crap. And that's that, you know. So you just deal with it to the point where it becomes intolerant, and then throw up your hands and listen to Amazing Grace, because it's over and there's nothing you can do and the chips are down and you've got to live, and that's that. You know,
let me take a break here, Anthony, and I want to remind get the Able News ready. I want to remind people, 9:30, Long Island folks, a debut tonight of a show depicting the death. The title of the show is The Murder of a Guide Dog. All right, and I pondered over that, and I spoke to Michelle and Tom, who Michelle is the blind woman who owned the dog, and I asked them. I said, "This is the title that I would like, but what do you think?" They said, "That's what happened. They murdered the dog." So we went with it. Some people, can't take that title, but it's true. It's true. And I'm going to resound that title all over the world as much as I can. All right? Because it's damn-ass true. And the schools have done nothing to ensure that it would never happen again. You know? They're not licensed. They're not regulated. So tonight, 9:30, Channel 20, Long Island. It makes the debut. The debut comes on Long Island very appropriately, because that's where Milton was killed. Channel 20, Altice tonight on Long Island. Please, check it out if you have 20. Okay, you got the Able News?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. Hold
yeah,
on,
let's
we're
let's brought to you
it.
By
what
Able News.
What happened to signing up for your free subscription today? That made it sound so exciting. I thought, you know, just that
you
enthusiastic
still
today,
it.
You know.
Just go right on.
Yeah.
You still could do it today.
Sure.
All right. Let's hear the ad.
Okay, here it comes.
Inner Sight,
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, 8:30, New York. Anthony, a final comment? We have other callers.
No, thank you, Frank. That's all for tonight.
Oh.
You guys take care.
Thank you
too.
So much.
Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
All right. Inner sight. And you know, you hear all these things, and on like you're hearing tonight, you know, what are you going to do? There's no aid. The aid can't get to the person. There's no sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these things. Why do the politicians allow this to exist? They have all these agencies that could be raising funds to help people in these various situations. I mean, I'm not talking about people just to take the money and give it to people. I mean people who need the help. You know? The politicians have created, have created this situation. And you know what the bottom line is? Put them in the damn nursing home.
That's right.
Everything is set up so that they can put you in and drive you into the nursing home. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the agencies are not allowed to raise money to help people.
That's right.
Because the politicians want you in the nursing home. I believe that.
True.
I think it's
I
really
true.
I
believe it too. Mm-hmm.
So we need to change this system, the way it operates. Mandate these agencies. Let us become partners with the agency. See, that way you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You volunteer to help them raise the money.
That's right.
And they like it because they're making money on it. The government is still giving the money, but the government can give them less once the thing comes all together, you know, with the funding and all that.
Uh-huh.
So there's the answer. People don't have to be homeless. The government
is
forcing us to be homeless not implementing these programs and allowing the agencies to raise the money to help us.
Right.
213-816-1650, Inner Sight. We have another caller?
Yes, we do. Hold on. Here she comes.
All right.
Lorraine, hold on.
Hello. Live on Inner Sight. Keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. I always do.
Oh, I know that. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Yep. Change needs to be done. Yep. Government has to recognize, and they have to recognize everything that we're trying to do for not only our family, for their family too. They don't want to see that. They need to open up their eyes and listen to see what's right before them.
Yeah,
you know?
They gotta stop controlling us.
They have to.
That's
really what this
is. That's right, about control.
Yeah,
and
it's
take
about control.
How
many people get food stamps, you know, money in a car,
mm-hmm.
right?
Not a lot.
How many people run out of money within a week or two on those cards? You know, I bet you it's millions of people.
Yes.
You know, now what's the answer? The agencies, what the hell are they doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have a fund? Hey, you need $100, you know? They could raise thousands, you know, and help people and make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the problem is you start giving people help, And the SSI people find out about right away, oh, now you don't need us. We're going to take your money away. No.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
No, that's worse.
Yeah. Let the person have something a little extra. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, what are they afraid of? We're all going to get rich the whole thing is so stupid. But,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, yeah. It's a situation that's getting worse. And with the housing, tonight's show about housing,
mm-hmm.
there should be a law that
mm-hmm.
every eligible apartment must be made accessible.
Yes.
And the agencies can raise money to help that happen. You know, along with the government, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the inner sight idea. What do you think of that, Lorraine?
I like that, yes. Of course.
I like
sure.
it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're
we
all in
to
it together.
That's
yeah.
right.
See, the way it is now,
mm-hmm.
the agencies are not involved in our lives. They're only interested in writing up the report so they can get the money. They don't care
that's
about
true.
Our lives.
Shuffle papers. Mm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all they care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, once in a while you find somebody who cares and they go above and beyond. They break the rules and they're taking chances. Yeah, you got
mm-hmm.
people like
mm-hmm.
that.
You do. The finding.
A lot of times they get fired.
You
know?
Yeah,
I do. So, by the way, Lorraine, are you able to get anything up on the Facebook about tonight's show for Milton?
I have no idea. I told both of them. I don't know if my daughter's put them up there yet. Yeah, I told them.
Well, they haven't got much time. It's the show's
mm-hmm.
at 9:30.
Yeah.
And it's only on Long Island. You know, they have to direct
yes.
it
to
Long
Island. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I've been promoting it all day. I went to the library. I went to my friend. Oh, I want to thank the Coffee Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they put up a notice, but they made it all colorful. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and they will help us promote the day for Milton, and so will Silo. They put us up on their website.
Great.
And I want to thank my friend Shane, who wrote out a note for me for the library.
Mm.
You know, I greatly appreciate it. He's my barber, that guy.
Oh, nice.
So I've been trying to alert people all day, and we'll see what happens. 9:30, Channel 20, Long Island, the murder of a guide dog. And we're going to be sending it in a week or so to Manhattan Neighborhood Network so people will be able to get it on the Internet all over the world. I think that's going to – then we got to really promote it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
You know. And, it's amazing how many people are outraged over what happened to this dog.
Yeah,
we haven't seen
Silo
anything
did a good
yet.
Job, too.
What?
Silo did a very good job also.
Oh, yeah, they alerted everybody
mm-hmm.
on the island.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight, we have any other callers?
No. Not that I see.
Oh.
I'll refresh it. Hold on a second.
All right. Inner Sight.
No, we're good so far.
The number here, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we're going to have some fun around here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to have an exclusive interview with the guy who invented frozen underwear tomorrow night. Exclusive world. You won't hear this anywhere else, you know.
No, that's what's wrong.
No.
Thank God. Oh, no. Shut up. Get that guy out of here. Get it. You know, it's like, remember that song with, I forget what song it was. Louis Armstrong, you know, the great Louis Armstrong. And some guy came in. I don't know if it was real, but there was some guy came in from outside in the studio. You know, in those days, you could just walk in. They didn't have all this security crap, you know.
No.
Yeah.
And some guy walks in. He starts singing. And Louis, like, who is that? Who is, get, throw him out. Throw him out. You know? Louis, he was something, wasn't he, Satchmo?
Oh, yeah. Satchmo was really cool.
Wow.
And you know who does a good job of him? Louis.
Oh, yeah, Louis. You know, he's good. Oh, maybe we'll do that tomorrow night. We'll have Louis.
Exactly.
Imitate Satchmo tomorrow night. Lorraine, you going to listen tomorrow night?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I will. I couldn't miss it.
Yeah, Louis loves Satchmo. He's very good at it, too.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great at it.
Yes.
Yes.
He's really good at it. I'm going to introduce him and get him to do it, you know.
That'd be cool.
8:40 Inner Sight Live around the world. And I want to thank my good friends, David and Audra Ross. Dave lost his mom some time back. And David told me that she was in a hospital. His mother was blind.
Oh.
And they mistreated her. He was very disturbed over that.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time.
It is.
You know? I remember we had an advocate who was deaf.
Mm.
You know, she had a little hearing dog. And her husband was deaf, and he wound up in the hospital. The nurses, not all of them, but most of them, were very annoyed with this guy because he couldn't hear. And they refused to stand in front of him because he could read lips, you know.
Right.
Oh.
So when I went to visit him, you know, I said, tell me what to do, you know. I stood in front of him. He could understand. He could read my lips.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife was telling me how they mistreated him because, you know, either they would forget or they didn't do it, or whatever it was. But so he was—he suffered in addition to being sick. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time. We need
guess
more.
Guess who's on? I'm sorry.
Strict laws. What?
Guess who's waiting for us?
I don't know.
We mentioned his name just a few seconds ago.
Who,
Louis? Yeah,
oh,
he wants to do Satchmo tonight.
Okay, all right.
He was on last night. So.
Yeah, I know. So well, what would you like to do? To have him do it tomorrow night?
No. Or if tonight? He called in, we have a few minutes left.
Okay.
Let's get Louis on the line. Oh, he's got a fan now who wants to
listen.
Hear Satchmo.
Here you go.
Inner Sight.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, you got an admirer here.
Yeah, she likes your Satchmo.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Did I spoke to her the other night?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, she is. She's on again.
Yep.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Louis. How are you?
Okay, I'm a Frank Perino fan club here for Inner Sight.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, at 9:30, I got to watch Frank Perino's Inner Sight on Public Access on Channel 20 at 9:30.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, me too.
Hey,
so,
Louie.
Frank,
plug.
Last Friday, I just had a lot of fun on talking on Rosanna Dan on the swab and the ladies' bathroom and all that stuff. And I was telling me, tickle every those ladies' fancy with Connie and Chrissy, make everybody laugh for the whole time, you know?
I did.
Hey, Lou, we have a special request if you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always have to try to please your audience, you know.
Yeah.
Special request. for you to do Satchmo. Hello, Dolly.
Mm-hmm. I got to get my throat cleared up. I'm going to get it right.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't worry about your throat. Satchmo didn't have a very clear throat, you know.
No, he didn't.
But that's what made him famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Hello,
okay.
Dolly.
Yep.
Hello, Dolly. This is Lewis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Oh,
you do this well, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly.
Amazing, isn't
you're
it?
Still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room play, but the bells say, were that old famous songs way back when. So take a left, fellas, fire an empty sack, fellas. Dolly, don't go away. Come on, Frank.
If I could arrange it and get some music behind you, you'd have to rehearse with it. Would you come down
yeah.
today for Milton and do that song?
Oh,
what's that?
We're going to do a day for Milton on Long Island. Your father could
yeah.
bring you right down there.
Yeah, go to the studio or go to the subway station, do it.
No, it's going to be in a hall, a big hall.
Mm-hmm. Where's it located?
In Bellport.
What's that? Yeah, you'll be performing over there.
Yeah, we're gonna honor Milton, the guide dog. The dog that
we're
the show.
Yeah,
you're
I'll do about the dog. I know about the guide car. That's Frank Perino's guide car. I'm talking to Roseanne there around like that for the dog here.
Hey Louie, I got something for you. Louie.
Say it again.
Huh?
I got something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. That's for Louie.
What are you doing?
Right.
Hey, that was cool, man.
That was cool.
What's that you're listening to? What are you doing?
Applause for your Hello, Dolly.
Yeah,
what's that, a choo-choo train?
No, that was people clapping.
People clapping.
Let me hear it again.
That was an applause, but, huh? Excuse me?
Let me hear that one more time.
Okay. Let me just get it right here.
You like it?
Oh, there you go. Woo-hoo. I like it.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
I have one
you
with an air horn. Yeah,
oh, you do?
The DJ air horn.
Send
yes.
these to me. I'll put them on
I
the
have
board
sirens.
In honor
yeah.
of everybody. Sorry.
Siren?
Yes, I have a police siren.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Send them to
all
me. I'll put them on
sound
the board.
Sound effects. We need that on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you turn that down?
Louie?
Okay, right, I know it down a little bit.
All right. Listen, Lou, thanks for calling in, man. We got to
yeah.
end the show.
Hey, what time is it?
Let me see.
8:40.
It is 9 minutes to the end of the show. So
8:50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
8:50.
And Nueva de la Noche, you're going to be signing off.
Oh,
si, si.
Thank you.
Gracias. Gracias. All right.
Suzanne, I love you.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that was, well, wasn't that sensational? I mean, that's
that
without music.
I think we should also record him if he is.
If he had music?
Would love, yeah, the music. He does very good music in general. He has the
yeah,
beat.
I'd get an instrumental version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of Satchmo.
No voice.
Yeah.
You know, you can get that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
add his voice to it. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. In
right
a
where
sight,
Satchmo is, I could add it if I have that special application that I got to buy. It's a lot of money, but we'll figure it out, I guess.
Okay.
In a sight, and all of you Long Island folks, 9:30, the murder of a guide dog. Milton, we honor, and every show that we do is dedicated to Milton. 9:30, Channel 20. Now, yours truly, one-on-one with Tom Krupa. And, you know, Michelle is so lucky to have a husband like Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Who has stuck
yeah.
by her in all this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and determined to do something to improve these schools. Keep that in mind. We're not looking to bash the schools.
No,
we're looking
can't.
To improve them.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, and they should be the first ones who want
mm-hmm.
that improvement.
That's right.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight, 9:30, the kickoff of... Milton story, and that
mm-hmm.
will go from local all the way up to international in the next coming weeks.
Next week, yeah.
All right, and I'm going to go to Manhattan and do a promo
mm-hmm.
so that they'll have a promo there to
announce
the show.
Oh, great.
Let people know it's on. All right, Inner Sight, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Lorraine for calling in. Thank you for those
thank
applause.
Thank you, too. You're welcome.
Send me
we got a few minutes.
To the board.
We got a few minutes left at 213-816-1650. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, with the funnies. And what can we add to what we've said? Homelessness should not exist. You know, the politicians evidently cannot solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So why not try a new and different way?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Mandate the exactly. agencies to raise the money and pass a law so that people don't have to worry if they get an extra $100 or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
a month. They don't have to worry about losing anything.
Mm.
Very important. Because, you know, it's humiliating to have a government that did not make things accessible for us, for the millions of us,
mm-hmm.
and then penalize us if we get a little help by taking away benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of a thing is that?
That's
you don't
right.
do that to somebody.
No, you don't.
If you care about them. So we're determined to get some politician to wake up and take our proposal and at least draft a law and let's try to pass it and better the whole country. Because a lot of the money that will be freed up will be able to help everybody, including the children.
That's right.
You know, how many children of disabled people would benefit from our idea?
Mhm. A lot.
Got to be in the millions again.
Yeah.
So it's a long uphill fight, but we're.
And I don't mean like group home. That's not what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we want apartments. And even houses, if you could do. I mean, but start off with the apartments of the nursing homes and convert them into accessible living for the disabled and elderly. They need it.
Well, that would be part of it, yeah.
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 That's
what all the housing you get right there.
I know.
There you go. They have the space.
Definitely.
There are so many groups that say there's a housing crisis in this country, you know.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder
how many I already reached out to one of those groups, the biggest group on Long Island. I haven't heard back, but I'll talk to my friend Alicia and see if they can stand up with us in a news conference, because the state prohibits, you know, people, these agencies that get money from the state. They're not allowed to come out and say all these nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd get in trouble.
Definitely.
That ought to be changed. People should have the right to their own opinion.
They should.
You know?
Definitely.
So
it's okay to have change and improvements.
It is.
Yeah, we'll keep on with that, and we would like to have a news conference at Silo in March on these nursing homes. I'm going to talk to Jose Delgado about that and see what the atmosphere is, you know. All right, Intersight, the show will be on tonight. It'll be on next week and the week after. And then we'll do some new shows, but I'm planning to do one show with, if I can get Michelle into the studio, that's going to be a very, very emotional program.
Oh, yes, that would. It is.
But we're going to do it. 9:30, Channel 20, Long Island, Altice. Check it out. Hope you watch it. Let us know what you think of it. Email innersight@pmpmail.com. I'll give it out on the show. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Innersight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. I want to thank all our callers, donors. Thank Lorraine, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And we'll be reporting.
Thank you.
On Friday and Monday, how, you know, any response or we sent out a bunch of tweets on it. See what happens.
Yeah,
all right, thank you very much. Inner Sight means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good
Goodbye.
Night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night.